Welcome, everyone, to the Cascadia Pod. I'm Jeff Budke.
And I am Ben Slager.
Nice! Oh, we didn't even rehearse that. It went off so well.
Without a hitch.
MLS. It's back. I think we can officially say it's back.
Well, I mean, if you consider preseason back, then yes, but...
I mean, I don't really consider preseason back, but it's back.
It's close.
Portland had a home game today.
Seattle did not,
so it's not real. It's not real until there's a home
no,
game.
Exactly. It's all about me.
We are at T.S. McHugh's in the heart of Cascadia, right in the middle, the white part, in Seattle, Washington. Big shout-out to T.S. It's great being here. And, you know, we're just going to talk about soccer. We're going to talk about our favorite teams, our favorite clubs. It just so happens that Ben and I hate each other.
Indeed. It didn't used to be this way.
We could have been friends.
We could have. In fact, I pushed really hard to be friends, and then you just went and pissed all over it.
We're really looking for a Vancouver representative. If anyone out there is listening and wants to defend Canada just in general, why don't you give us a buzz? Follow us on Twitter, at the Cascadia Pod. I haven't made that yet.
We're going to go online tonight and realize that's not a thing, and we're going to have to change our handle
the next
time.
No, I'm pretty sure it's there.
Okay. We do have the technology to check right now, but I'm a little bit too lazy to go look.
Yeah. Who are you most excited about for the Sounders this year? We're just going to dive right in.
Which player?
Yeah, which player? One player, and then we can expand from there.
Our new coach, Siggy Schmidt, is going to be huge.
I think the thing you're probably most excited about is the lack of Michael Spurning.
You know what? I loved Michael Spurning for so long.
You will always love him?
Well, I'll always love him, but I will have to block out the last about 10 games of last season to remember him in a better light.
Was it 10 games?
It was almost as bad as the Brian Meredith Reign of Terror. Not quite, but almost.
That was a Reign of Terror. I'll never forget that Colorado game. Was it 5-1, 5-2?
I don't know what you're talking about. I blocked it out.
Oh, you blocked it out?
Yep.
Do you remember the playoff game? Don't cross the line?
Yes.
Don't cross the line, Michael Spurning.
Yes. Well, you probably remember it more vividly than I do.
I do. I remember it quite vividly.
I drunk myself into a stupor to forget
that
night.
Actually, I remember being disappointed at the time because I thought Hanneman was a better option.
Yeah, I remember.
Who's winning the job this year, by the way?
I think it'll be Stephen Fry, but...
It should be, right?
It better be. I mean, you wouldn't go after a player like that unless you expected him to be the starter. But Hanneman's not a bad backup.
Where was he last year?
He was in Toronto, but he was injured. So it's been almost 18 months since he's played.
Joe Bendick started for Toronto last year, but he lost his job to that Brazilian Julio Cesar they just got.
Yeah.
Why give a keeper a DP money?
Because he's a baller.
I mean, that's fine.
I think Toronto was just getting what they could take. Not that they...
Yeah.
I mean, they got some great pickups, but I think Julio Cesar was kind of a big name that they could snag. So maybe he won't be there next year or even the year after, but it's one of those things where they had to spend to put themselves on the map.
He'll be on the World Cup team for Brazil. He may not start.
I would assume so. I mean, he has been their starter recently, so...
Let's get back to my original question. Who are you most excited about? Which newcomer?
And you're not letting me count our
new
coach.
I'm not letting you answer.
Okay. Well, this is almost a cop-out, but I'm actually excited to see Clint Dempsey for a full year.
That does not count.
Okay.
Deuce face.
Well, if you'd let me finish my topic, I had someone else that I also wanted to talk about. But I seriously am excited for Clint. He joined us so late last year that we didn't really get to see what Clint could be with this system set up around him. And then, honestly, I'm super excited for Marco Papa. I watched him in this most recent preseason game, and he looks like he's a great creator. They actually had him playing on the left and the right, and I think he can go both sides. But he's going to provide what Mauro couldn't last year, but like same sort of creativity, but be able to go 90 minutes, and he's got a little bit more pace. He was putting in some really great balls, and just his vision, like crossfield passes, just pinpoint. So he could really pick apart a defense from what I saw in the few preseason games. So
I have a strong feeling that we will go back to Clint Dempsey, but we can talk about Marco Papa for a second, because Maurice Adu went to Philly, and that opened the door for you guys to sign Papa.
Mm-hmm.
And it seemed like he wanted to go to Chicago. Was that just rumor?
I think Chicago was angling for him, but the Sounders had the higher spot in the allocation order. He originally was with the Chicago Fire, and then he went over to the Netherlands and played for Heerenveen, which is a kind of a cool little club up in the north that I have an affinity to. He didn't do very well there, so I think he's trying to reclaim his form that he once had with Chicago. I really don't know if Chicago is being serious or not, because ultimately the Sounders had the first choice at him. So I think the Sounders tried to make a deal with Chicago, and when their asking price was too high, they were like, well, either way, we're going to get a great player here. So they just took him.
Ben Slegger writes for Green and Shale. Is it greenandshale.com?
Yes, it
brand
is.
Brand new Sounders website, meant to just verbally attack any other Sounders supporters. I believe that's what you guys are doing.
Not true. That is not true.
It's different than that.
Yes.
Okay. You guys are friends with Sounder at Heart.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay.
It's just you can never get enough Sounders news.
Oh, there's a limit. I'm gonna miss Eddie Johnson so much. The entertainment value.
He's still in the league.
He still scares me. Like, he still scared me, but it was so much fun knowing, like, the Freddie and Eddie year was a blast. I really enjoyed all of that. It was good. And because the Timbers sucked so bad that year, I had to have something to entertain.
They entertained you all the way to the playoffs.
All the way to the third worst record in the major leagues. Ooh. But it got us Caleb Porter, who is the greatest coach in MLS history. He's only had 5 losses. I mean, he must be the best, right?
Yeah, sure. We'll go
if
with that.
If only you could see the stare that Ben is giving me on the other end of the radio.
Oh, ooh, this is radio now.
A bachelorette party just walked in.
We may have to pause this podcast.
We might have to pause. No, we'll just keep going. And yeah, I'm sure we look really cool over here with our headsets on.
You know what? We're talking about soccer and the Sounders and
nothing's
the Timbers.
Nothing's cooler than that.
Nothing is cooler.
Well, we're going to talk about the Timbers for a second.
Except maybe a bachelorette party now that I'm seeing it.
The Timbers continue their affinity for Argentine players, and Gastón Fernández in the preseason has looked quite good. I've been really surprised. Not that my hopes were low for him, but the way he moves on the pitch, it's very smooth. I think Nagby is turning into a little bit better passer. I think that's probably how he spent his offseason, was just maybe taking a break and just working on his vision. It seems like a weird thing to develop. But in the preseason alone, his passing has already improved.
Well, don't you think part of that is just, like, the tempo of the games? Like, creative players get more time on the ball because nobody's, you know, quite match fit. I just try and... There's things you can read into preseason games, and then there's things that you can't. And I don't think looking at results is important, and sometimes, like, overestimating or thinking the opponent you're playing is better than they actually... or is, you know, not as good as they actually are. Is an important thing to remember. Now, I'm not saying that maybe Nagby hasn't come along with his vision, but it's just, you know, something to keep in
it's
mind.
Early.
Yeah.
Okay, I understand that.
Just as I went off about Marco Papa.
And his vision.
Yeah,
and his
exactly.
Passing. The preseason is fun. The Rose City Invitational was this weekend, and Vancouver and Portland were part of that. Seattle was in Charleston. Who
Correct.
Did they play yesterday?
They played the Charleston Battery, which is actually the team...
Is that a
in
USL
Charleston?
Team?
Yeah, it's a USL team. And it's actually the team that Osvaldo Alonso came from.
Oh,
so
really?
It was really cool because he met up with some Cuban players there on the team who look up to him as their idol because he forged the way to professional football, essentially, for them. So
freshly minted DP, Ozzy Alonso.
Yes,
soon
exactly.
To be stripped
so
away.
It was pretty cool.
The hands
they had
of
like
the
a
management out of his control. Anyway, the Rose City Invitational is this weekend. We got our first look in person of Vancouver. That's yelling now. Now they're just yelling over there.
It's a bachelorette party, man. We're all excited.
Party. We got their first look at Vancouver, actually. They were playing... It was the first ever game between a club from Canada versus a club from Jamaica. So that was fun today. But the Jamaican side definitely got the short end of the stick. And this is really loud. We might have to actually pause this. I wonder if they're picking up on this. I'm sorry, I'm getting distracted. In the 15-minute... the Jamaican side had a red card. So, I mean, what do we really know of Vancouver? They won 5-1. It's a preseason game, and their team was down to 10 men.
Yeah.
It was just a bummer. It was a bummer to see. Like, even Carl Robinson, the new manager for Vancouver, he asked the ref to keep the guy in, which I found hilarious. Just like, If we need to work on stuff, let's keep the guy in there. And ref said no.
Well, it destroys everything you're working for in a preseason game. You know, you're trying to simulate what it's going to be like in a real, actual MLS game, and then when you're playing against a team that's probably not up to your caliber, and then they also lose a player, like, your game plan just went out the window. Sure, you're still getting fitness in, but a lot of the things, a lot of the challenges that you were hoping to have are just gone.
Yeah, it was 1-1 at halftime. Totally fair, even game, despite them being down a man. But then the second half, Vancouver blew it open. That's just what you do when you're playing a club that probably isn't up to the standards of MLS and down a man. But the Portland-San Jose game was interesting. Portland probably had their top 11, except for Valeri.
I assume Mike Fecito scored a hat-trick on you, just for old time's sake.
Fecito was not in the lineup in the first 60 minutes that I saw.
Well, then it was a week in San Jose side.
that doesn't count.
Nope.
Mike Fecito.
Clearly not at full strength.
I remember we have a mutual friend. We just got to tell how upset she was. When he was traded to Montreal, she was upset. And then I think she may have cried even more so when he ended up in Portland.
Well, I think that it was difficult because she had to ultimately let him go. You can't be in love with a Timbers player when you're a Sounders fan.
There's a couple Sounders now on the Timbers. I don't think you guys have signed any Timbers. Have you yet in MLS?
No, none have been good enough.
What?
None have been good enough. You heard me.
They have been fine.
Zakawani. You can take our scraps and make them into starters. That's fine.
Call Steve Zakawani a scrap. How dare you?
He was my favorite Sounder for 5 years, so I don't mean anything against Steve Zakawani.
Well, he forgives you. And Andrew Weber. That was that Brian Meredith, Andrew Weber phase of the Sounders. I don't have fond memories of him.
No, he's an average goalkeeper at best. He's an average backup at best, maybe.
I think he'll have to play, although Jamaica didn't win the World Cup. Does Jamaica participate in friendlies even when they don't make the World Cup?
No.
They just take the year off?
But either way, Donovan Ricketts is going to have a shoulder injury like every three games, so you're gonna play your backup at some
Eddie
point.
Eddie's not playing against us three times a year. He's only playing against us once. Eddie is the only one that would attack Donovan Ricketts that way.
Okay.
He never got hurt against any other team.
Okay.
I'm not saying the Sounders were bad. I'm saying Eddie Johnson is a horrible person. That's all I'm saying.
No. not like Steven Lenhart.
That was a great retort. I have no problem with Lenhart. I think he's a weirdo.
He did try and take out Sperning, though.
Lenhart does a lot of crazy things.
And Lenhart's sister is with Adam Moffat, so it's just a weird, twisted world.
That is weird. In the Rose City Invitational today, Paparato, I'm going to get that name right eventually, is the new defender for the Timbers playing alongside Ka. I know you're not a fan of Ka. I'm starting to come around. He just plays so physical.
He's a bruiser. That's his style.
Do you like that style? I don't like that style.
I mean, it's a center back style you can get away with in MLS.
Yeah.
So it is what it is.
My first thought today watching the game was how big Papa was. I remember going to the U.S. men's national team game with you in June and seeing Omar Gonzalez in person and being genuinely surprised at how big he looked compared to the other soccer players.
I think the headband misleads you.
You think it's the headband?
Yeah, the headband makes him look smaller.
Okay. So
it's science, actually.
And the new defensive back for the Sounders. I'm blanking on his name.
Chad Marshall?
Yeah,
well, we have a couple. Jaleel Anibaba as well.
How old is Chad Marshall?
Chad Marshall is 29.
29, okay. Papa is 30. And I don't mind age in your defensive back and the center back. I don't mind that at all.
I agree, especially if they're not a pacey center back. Like, if they're still good with their positioning and you don't rely on them for their pace, I think you can definitely get away with it more as a center back than as a, you know, a left back or a right back.
Yeah. Papa had an own goal today. The Achilles heel of the Timbers all last year was that unbelievable inability to defend set plays.
I think it's set plays mixed with set pieces, making it set plays.
Set pieces.
Yeah.
Set pieces
or set bladder.
The Timbers. And today on a corner, I think Portland had about 60% of the possessions in the... Wow. One beer. 60% of the possession in the first half. San Jose could barely keep the ball, but they got a corner and got a 1-0 lead. And that's just the most annoying thing. I guess San Jose has a good track record of doing that, too. but barely had the ball, took the lead, and then they could just sit, which is, you know, which is fine.
So you play against a possession team.
Yeah.
The other thing to remember is possession doesn't mean dominance necessarily. It's just a style. So if you're San Jose and you're allowing Portland to have possession, now I haven't seen the game, so I could just be reading into something that didn't actually happen, but just because you have 60-65% of the possession doesn't mean you're dominating the game necessarily. So.
Very true. Yep, and like I said, preseason, Nagby looked good. You know, who knows? You already look good. It's nice to see Maxey going hard. I still don't know if he's a DP or not. That MLS, man, it's just hard to find that information out.
Yeah. Was it one of those situations where he was a DP because they had to use transfer money on him?
He was a DP in Toronto.
Oh, I see.
But he was sold to Portland, so I don't know how that works. Toronto's had six DPs in the last year and a half, and they just keep getting rid of them.
They figured out something new for this year, which I think will propel them to the playoffs. But
okay, what do you want to talk about? Do you want Chivas, or do you want to talk about Dempsey and England?
Let's talk about jerseys.
Oh, Jersey Week.
Yeah.
I haven't seen yours yet.
That's because nobody's leaked them. They gave a little preview by saying, like, oh, Jersey Week, we're releasing them this week.
It's Kit Week, isn't it?
Kit Week, yeah. MLS Kit Week.
Kit Week.
Although, did you see Merritt Paulson was upset about the whole concept?
Paulson is upset about everything all
the
time.
He can't
That's
be a child.
That's why I'm sure I've seen the Timbers uniforms is because...
Well, he said the idea of Jersey Week was good, but that it didn't make any sense because jerseys leaked and you couldn't keep things under wraps, so it just kind of was like, why are we having this big event when everyone knows anyway, when it's just kind of like fake anyway? Like, once you see it is once you see it, and your moment is when you saw the leaked photo. So what does Jersey Week actually mean?
What I don't like is how soon it is to the season. If I want to wear my new kit that's brand new on opening day, it's not going to happen. I'm not going to be able to buy one that soon.
Well, you can pre-order Sounders one without actually knowing what it looks like.
That sounds terrible.
I agree.
I've heard a promise there will be no cyan. Super cyan.
Well, from what I could tell, so here's what they did. They did, like, super close-ups on the logo the jersey and, like, on some detail. Like,
the logo
really,
doesn't
really
change.
Well, no, but it's, like, blacked out.
Oh.
So I think what the jersey is going to be is like a blacked out version, maybe with a collar. Who knows? That's kind of what teams tend to do with their third kit.
Portland chose the retro look, which I was really hoping the Sounders one as well, because that'd be so great to play each other with the same uniforms that both teams wore in the 80s.
Well, and the thing is, it was like the perfect chance to capitalize. Like everyone's been screaming for a retro jersey since the Sounders came into MLS because they've gone with like this new like... you know, futuristic-looking jersey from the beginning. And their third kits have been super cyan and highlighter. And so this was their chance with their 40-year anniversary to finally release something that was different and go with something really retro, maybe even pull out the old Adidas logo, pull out the old Sounders logo. Even if they didn't, they could have just gone with retro colors and a retro design with a collar.
Have Seattle been the Sounders in their whole history?
Yes.
They didn't change the name or anything like that? I mean, that just seems like a really easy thing to do.
Well, and there are so many people who would buy those jerseys, but I don't know how much influence the team has in the designing of their jerseys and how much Adidas does for them. So.
It is amazing how often they change the uniform. They change the alternate kit every other year, and then on the off years, they change the home and away. That's just a lot of money.
Well, some clubs change everything every year, all three.
Oh, really?
Yeah, bigger clubs.
That's true. You think of Barcelona and Manu wore the white. We talked about that yesterday.
Yeah.
I hadn't seen that before. Is that a new one?
No, they've had it all year.
They had it all year?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought it looked good.
It does look good. It actually reminded me of one of the U.S. women's national team jerseys with how the collar goes down.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Women's national team, not a thing we're going to be talking about.
No, probably
a whole lot
not.
On here. Maybe.
Well, although the only thing I will say... About
Ooh,
the,
you can talk all you want. I'm not going
to
have the information.
I almost called them Seattle Storm. It's Seattle Rain. Is that they're moving to Memorial Stadium?
That
which
is actually
just a few blocks from here.
I will go to Thorns.
Well, yeah, that's the thing.
Rain.
Like, there's plenty of people who live south of Seattle that are probably a little bit bummed, but it's a bigger capacity stadium. It's not in the heart of downtown, but it's a lot closer. It's kind of a cool location. It's like
I would consider that downtown.
Yeah, I mean, it's lower Queen Anne, so it's like a neighborhood. It's not downtown, but it's in Seattle, and it's like, it's, I don't know, it's going to be kind of a cool vibe to, you know, come to the Seattle Center and watch a game.
I agree with that.
I wouldn't have gone down south to see a game, but I will probably go to one or two at Memorial Stadium. So
all right, let's really get back on track here.
Okay.
And let's talk about how horrible the U.S. home jerseys look for the
Which
World
one?
Cup. The home ones, the
okay,
golf
the,
shirt.
Okay, the golf shirt? Yeah, it just looks like some kid got out of his, you know, golf cart. He's a caddy. He's like all excited to carry your
He's
clubs for you.
He's not even a good golfer.
No, oh, definitely not. He's carrying your clubs. He's your caddy.
It's a caddy. Yeah, you're right.
It's a caddy polo.
It's not even like...
fitted.
It looks white, but then there's white stripes that you can
the
see. So it's clear that it's not just white.
Correct.
It can't be.
Yeah.
It looks horrible.
Yeah, it's not good.
I think the road one looks fine. The leaked road one. I'm actually kind of coming around on it.
And the thing is, the pictures look funny, and then when you actually get it fitted and on athletes customized with jersey numbers, like, it'll look way better. So
why are we using collars?
I like them.
You
I
like
love them? Yeah.
I think the Man U collars look great. I'm not a United fan. Ben is over
the,
here.
The home jerseys, the red with the
I'm
black.
I'm talking about the red with
the
black. It's a really short collar.
Yeah, that's old school.
It doesn't look like it can't unflap and like
Correct.
Smack you
well,
in the face.
Well, they also have like little buttons on the side. But yeah, I mean, that's like old school what jerseys used to be.
Old school. That looks tight. It looks good.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
You're wearing a polo right now, so I don't know.
I am wearing a polo. I'm wearing my Timbers white alternate.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I wanted to wear it for our first pod, but I wasn't willing to take off the jacket.
I'm wearing a Seahawks shirt just because I'm still...
You like being a champion.
Yeah, exactly.
Everyone downtown is still wearing Seahawks jerseys on Sundays. Like whenever
and
I am
Fridays,
around.
Blue Fridays, yeah.
Oh yeah, Blue Friday, yeah. Sunday. People are just used to it.
It's a good moment.
Dempsey with Fulham. Not good. In fact, bad.
Yeah, it's really a bummer that he went there.
You think he should have gone somewhere else?
No, I just don't think he should have gone. Either go and play, or don't go at all. But the thing is, like, he didn't go there thinking he wouldn't play.
Yeah.
He went there thinking he would play. What I worry is that he's not good enough to play, which is bad because Fulham's not good.
Fulham is not good. I thought they had Liverpool a few weeks ago, but they are not good.
They came back on United, though, so you never know.
That United game was such a joke. What, do you have 87 crosses?
Yeah, it's a weird season, man.
It is a weird season. Who's your pick to win the Premier League?
I think City will. I really do. Jose Mourinho might pull something out, but I think it's City. I think City will win.
I think City will win as well.
I think Chelsea will finish second. I think Arsenal are going to figure their ish out and finish third. And after Liverpool's win, I don't see anyone catching them for fourth, as much as I hate to say that. It makes me sad. And then I hope United finishes sixth so they don't have to play in the Europa League, because they'll have to cancel their preseason tournament or at least make significant changes. But anyway, now I'm talking about United.
Are they scheduled to come into America?
They are.
By America, I mean the United States.
Yes.
Not North America or
the
any
America
of the, other
of the United States, yes. This one that we live in here.
Oh, Canada. So we're going to be doing this pod. We're going to be reviewing a lot of games. This was just our first one, just to kind of open the door. I'm really excited. What are you looking forward to most with this pod, besides hanging out with me?
I'm going to really look forward to the days that Portland loses.
Those are
And Seattle wins.
Those are few and far between, but okay.
Well, see, you're just remembering one season.
I refuse to remember any others.
You have a short memory. But there were several seasons, mainly just two before that were pretty horrific for you.
Yeah. Did you know Alan Gordon was a Timber in the USL days?
I did not.
Scored the Timbers' first hat trick, one of the first hat tricks.
I don't know a lot about USL Portland.
I don't either. Yes, I do.
Know your history.
No, I don't. But, yeah. Is there anything else we need to cover? We should talk about Vancouver for a moment. Let's have 1 minute of Vancouver talk. Ready?
Yep.
Go.
So they play in BC Place.
So Camilo's gone.
Camilo. What a joke, man.
That was a really crazy
talk
week.
Talk about holding a team hostage. Just, like, left. They didn't want to give him up.
When's the golden boot?
I've never quite seen anything like that.
Was it...
It also shows you that MLS is still inferior to Liga MX.
Yeah.
And that's not going to surprise anyone, but I think as MLS fans, we like to think we're on par. But until we figure out our salary situation, like we'll just never be able to quite compete with them because they can pay their players
MLS
so much.
MLS needs to win a Champions League really, really bad, a CONCACAF Champions League.
Yeah, that would be good. I really thought Real Salt Lake was going to do it, what was that, 3 years ago?
RSL lost a bunch of big games last year.
Yeah.
They lost the Champions League. They
retooled their whole team.
They're not even going to be in the Champions League this year because they lost the U.S. Open Cup to D.C. and they lost the final to Kansas City.
Yeah.
And then they changed the rule and the Timbers got in because...
That whole thing was weird.
It was really weird.
I don't know how you can change rules on
I know
qualification.
How.
Well, yes.
There's more Portland fans than there are RSL fans, apparently, and
yeah.
Don Garber.
You see how we transitioned from Vancouver straight into RSL and Portland? We're pretty
no,
good at
we're
that.
No, we're going to finish our minute.
Okay.
YP Lee's gone. That's sad.
Is he? He's a
yeah,
fan
sure
favorite up there.
Yeah, I'm
I only
sure
say that because when I sat there, I was surrounded by YP Lee fans. And it could have just been like the one section in the stadium that loved YP Lee. But I'm claiming him as a fan favorite.
I think Vancouver fans may be the smartest of the Cascadia fans. I don't mean the smartest as in like all of them are very soccer knowledgeable. It's just they have the least dumb fans. They have the least douchebag fans of the three.
Or is it just least passionate?
There's not a ton of passion. The Southsiders can get up for games, but
I just think it's different. I don't mean less passionate as in like not as good of fans because that came across wrong. I just think it's different.
Hmm.
I had to backtrack because I don't want to get.
You don't want to get yelled at?
Yeah, I don't want to upset all of the
what
Southsiders.
What if we can't get into Canada now? I go to school up there.
Yeah, well, I won't visit you. I'll sneak across for a Sounders game and
you know that if you
it.
Get a DUI in this country, they won't let you into Canada?
I did know that, yeah.
They just don't let you in.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. It's also really smart.
They can do what they want, man. It's what, yeah.
They can do what they want?
Yeah.
Can we do what we want?
America kind of does what it wants, whether it's right or not it does.
That's probably a different podcast.
Yeah, that's like a whole different series.
Join us for part two. Is America
why America thinks they can do what they want, pissing off every single person and political party. Yeah, we're on to great things here, Jeff. Maybe we should stick with.
I
Vancouver.
Think we're doing really well. I think we finished our Vancouver.
We've segued from Vancouver to RSL, Vancouver to Champions League, and Vancouver to American politics. All on a day's work.
What's your favorite thing about Vancouver?
Stanley Park.
Stanley Park's really nice.
Yeah.
I like the bike trails in the city.
See, you've lived there. I've only gone there for weekends. Great food.
Yeah,
beautiful city. As is all of the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah. I'm really excited for the Timbers to win the Champions League and the Supporters Shield this year.
All right. A man can dream, Jeff.
A man can and a man will. If you need to contact us, we're going to figure out how you can do that. Do you have anything else to say?
Do we need to plug our sponsors?
Plug Green and Shale. Oh, and the sponsor, yeah.
Yeah. So, insert the name of your company here, is proud to support us. They bought our beers tonight. They provided us our audio equipment. All these adoring fans behind us, which is actually just the bachelorette party.
Big shout out to Brad the bartender.
Oh, yeah, Brad. E-Brad the bartender.
I love Brad.
Yeah.
I honestly think I can say I love him.
I barely know him, so I will not claim that, but he did bring me a beer, so
he's a good
that
pourer.
Counts for a lot in my beer, in my book.
I will say that I have known Brad most of my life.
I think you just got a shout-out from the Bachelorette Chicks.
How come they got a private room?
Well, that's not exactly a room. It's just a ledge that they're standing on. Anyway, there's a Bachelorette party to be had, Jeff, so I'm going to go be your wingman, and we should close this thing down.
All right. Email us at ouremail.com.
And follow us on
we'll
Twitter at something that's not taken by another podcast.
And we'll talk to you next time.